Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning, Myra. I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Not too bad at all. Welcome to Near FM 90.3 and the Lifeline programme. I was just telling our listeners that you are the Waste Prevention Officer for the Eastern Midlands Waste Region. But there is a new programme coming up to an annual competition that encourages people to look at objects and to use and transform them into something new. And you have a prize coming up as well, don't you?
A prize?
An award for €4,500 worth of prizes to be won.
It's the upcycle challenge, it's called. So what we want to do is encourage people to take something that's old or unwanted and unloved and upcycle it and change it and make it into something that everybody will want. The competition's been running for a couple of years and it just seems to grow each year. We get hundreds of entries. There are prizes. As you said, there's €4,500 worth of prizes, and then that's broken into a couple of different categories, and each category is awarded €750.
Okay, Declan, when is the closing date so people can get their act together?
The application is open now, so if you go onto the website, you can fill out a form, and you have until the 27th of October to submit your entry.
And it can be anything from furniture to fashion, hats, everything, anything, or it's wide open for everything?
Yeah, it's wide open, yeah, it can be anything, yeah. We've had furniture, we've had fashion, we've had art, we've had sculptures.
Oh, wow.
A vast array of things have been submitted.
And also, Declan, I'm an old lady, so am I excluded? Is it just for a certain age group?
No, it's open to anybody. And when you go on there, you'll see the different categories that you can enter into. So we have a school category as well, and there's a community group. So if you're a part of these, you can submit an entry for those. Or if you're a professional as well, we have a section there. So there are lots of upcycling stores out there, or people who just do it at home and then they sell the items. So we want to get entries from those people as well, because we want to try and encourage people to normalise this sort of behaviour.
Can I just backtrack? So it can be a joint effort. Did I get that right, Declan?
Yeah, so if it's a school, let's say if there's a class, and the class can submit an entry and then the prize will go towards the school, or if it's a community group, men's sheds, or we've often had like residence associations as well in apartment complexes or that kind of thing, they've submitted something that they've done on the ground, and then the money goes to the apartment complex, or it'll go to the men's shed or the ICA or whatever it is group that submit the entry.
I have to apologise, because this is the first time I've ever heard this now, and I am absolutely ashamed, because the idea is absolutely brilliant. And Declan, have you been running this yourself with the team for a good while? How many years?
This is the fifth year of it now, but it's great that we're getting some more coverage. It's great that you saw the press release, and now you're going to get the word out to your audience, so hopefully we'll get some entries from today.
Oh, good. And what you call it, as you were saying, the closing date is near the end of October. And what kind of things have you received that's been completely shocking, but in a positive way? Have you had? I got you off.
Yeah.
Sorry about
that. Yeah, there have been some weird and wonderful things. Like last year, we had somebody who just got an old caravan off adverts.ie, and they did it all up inside to make it a place that they could live in outside, or have it as like somewhere that they can kind of hang out outside, because it was when lockdown was on and nobody could go anywhere, so people were trying to create little spaces for themselves at home. So that won one of the prizes last year. We had somebody else enter where they had an old seat, and they sort of took the legs off the seat and put it onto a different part of the seat and put some wheels on it, and they turned it into like a child's kind of a wheelie toy that they can push them around on.
So cute.
That was the cute one. And then last year, actually, we had a really nice one, which was an old sort of antique sideboard, and somebody connected a sink to it, and it had like a marble back, and they fitted taps into the marble background, and now they use it as the sink in their bathroom.
Oh my goodness.
It looks like it'd be very expensive to buy somewhere.
Wow. I have to tell you that I was the queen of props at one time. I could rob a prop for any show in town. I could get it. I mean, we won't go any further than that. But so I do love props. Can people watch past awards on Facebook? Have you got a Facebook that people can just look at, or any of the pictures as well?
Yeah, if you go onto the website, you can see the winners from last year. But then if you go onto our Facebook or Instagram page and just kind of scroll back down through it, you will see some videos and pictures and descriptions of the previous winners as well over the last 2 or 3 years.
And
so if you want to get some inspiration from there.
No, I have, and I might be wrong here, but I have, is it www.mywaste.ie? Is that the wrong one, or is that right?
No, that's it, yeah.
Ah.
So www.mywaste.ie, and then from the homepage there, you'll be able to find your way to the page and the upcycle challenge.
Okay.
And then on Facebook and Instagram, it's just My Waste Ireland. That's where you can find
it. I'm writing this down. My Waste Ireland. And is that the whole of Ireland?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's brilliant. That's hunky-dory. And it can be as small or it can be as big as people want. And it can be... Now, we did talk about groups, like from the ICA, which I admire. All my mum and all her sisters and siblings and friends were in the ICA, a wonderful organisation. And but it's schools and but individuals, and there's no age cap.
No.
No, that's wonderful. And
no, but the one thing we do ask is that you try to keep like a diary of your journey as such. So take some pictures beforehand, take some pictures as you're doing the work, and then take some pictures at the end. And if you can give us a little description of why you did it and like what inspired you to change this item from what it was to what it is now. Because it's all about the journey as such and what inspires people to do this.
It's such a brilliant idea. I mean, my goodness, it really is. And you, as I said, the competition encourages people to look at objects and new, and the prize is 4,500. That's split up to different groups, different people in groups. Is it?
Yeah, split up into the different categories. So each category gets €750. So it's a nice prize.
Oh, it's very nice, particularly if it's going to a school. It's very, very nice. And Declan, how long have you been running this? I mean, I said 6 years, but you yourself, have you been... Let me put it another way. You're in the Eastern Midlands. Whereabouts is that? Where are you based?
So it's a waste management strategy for Ireland, and the country provides three regions.
Sorry, Declan, I'm losing you a little bit there. Have your headset still on, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you okay.
Okay, we seem to be okay again. So it's the Midlands. So you're based in the Midlands, and this is all over the country, and My Waste. So can a resin association, can they get involved?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, we have had those before as well.
Okay. I live in a tiny cul-de-sac, but that housing estate is celebrating next year. It's 100 years old. Feel like that this morning now, I have to say. I did something a bit interesting this morning, but anyway, but Declan, just going back to the housekeeping here, the website and we're going to go over that in a second, and just to kind of repeat that it's open to all schools, to all organisations, men's sheds, you mentioned ICA and other groups, but so it covers everyone, doesn't it?
We hope so, yeah.
I know. Gosh, I'm getting excited myself here now. I'm just trying to think. And that's it. All the bin centres and all the bring and other places people will be going in trying to nap stuff out of them. Declan, I really appreciate you coming on. And as you said, it's the 27th of October. That's the closing date.
Yeah, the 27th of October.
Okay, and so the application form and phone numbers and all the photographs of doing this. So when are you going to have the award ceremony? Around what time is that?
Yeah, so we always have the award ceremony during European Week for Waste Reduction, which is always the last week of November. So this year it's the 21st to the 27th. We don't have a day yet. Now, we don't know this year if we're going to have a ceremony either. We might just make a video and put that out to everybody who has entered, and then everybody can see the winning entries for it. I suppose we don't know how things are going to be in a couple of months' time, and it might just work better to do a video thing than try bringing everybody to a single location.
Yes, but to get people going, get going right now and get the application in on the 27th, but get moving now and get thinking of what you want to do.
And make sure to get your pictures and little description of what it is at this stage, and then work on it as you go along.
Declan, would you come back and chat with us when all the application forms are in and everybody, and it's coming up to the awards ceremony, and let us know what's happened. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, get in contact again.
Wonderful. I really appreciate that. It sounds really it's such a wonderful idea. And I'm from here, from Near FM, and everyone in the studio. It's been wonderful having you on this morning, and looking forward to chatting again. And the very best. And to our listeners, get out there and start thinking. Thank you very, very much, Declan, for joining me this morning.
No problem.